Bonsoir à toutes et à tous, j'espère que vous allez bien. C'est le Nova Club, c'est jusqu'à 21h. C'est quoi ? De la musique.
Foi numa tarde de domingo que alguém perguntando por ela chegou, deixando meu coração tristonho, enciumado, morrendo de amor. Eu falei, eu menti, eu chorei, eu soube dizendo. Eu falei, eu menti, eu chorei, eu soube dizendo que ela mora no meu peito
e eu moro vizinho a ela.
Que eu fico desse jeito,
pensando nos beijos, nos carinhos dela.
Carolina, Carol, Carol, Carolina Bela. Carolina, Carol, Carol, Carolina Bela.
Cacá, Carol, Cacá, Carolina. Cacá, Cacá.
Tarde de domingo que alguém perguntando por ela chegou, deixando meu coração tristonho, enciumado, morrendo de amor. Eu falei, eu menti, eu chorei, eu soube dizendo. Eu falei, eu menti, eu chorei, eu soube dizendo que ela mora no meu peito
e eu moro vizinho a ela.
Eu fico desse jeito,
pensando nos beijos, nos carinhos dela.
Carolina, Carol, Carol, Carolina Bela. Carolina, Carol, Carol, Carolina Bela.
La beauté de ce Caroline Carol Bella de Jorge Ben et Toquinho, c'était à la fin des années 60 au Brésil et c'était en 2024 dans le Nova Club.
Coucou. Nova.
Nova.
You gotta go with
Nova.
Oh, Nova.
Club. Nova Club. Le salon musical de Radio Nova.
Check this out.
Avec David Blue.
Bienvenue à toutes et à tous, on est plus ou moins en direct jusqu'à 21h sur Radio Nova, ça va Melvin Schlemmer ?
Ça va très bien et toi ?
Bon bah écoute, ouais c'était ouais. Cool avec nos amis de R ce soir. Ouais. Autre gros invité pour ce petit Nova Club, bah tenez tiens, présentons-le en musique.
I wake up every day is a daydream, everything in my life ain't what it seems. I wake up just to go back to sleep, I act real shallow but I'm in too deep. I know I care about is sex and violence, a heavy baseline is my kind of silence. Everybody says that I gotta get a grip, but I let sanity give me the slip.
Bonker.
La,
all I know is darkness and digits. Yeah. I'm from Bolt E3, not Chizzy. Miss me with a hype and a gimmick. Miss me, I ain't in it, been it. Yeah. I still get more birds than you if you pulled up in a Rolls and I pull up in a Civic. Better watch these birds, they'll have you in the clinic. Talking about I'm just checking up, in it, is it? Mm-hmm. What the fuck? What are you doing? Don't touch it. Don't, who told you to touch it? Don't ever touch that fucking shit again.
Voilà, il a vu défiler sa vie devant nous. Didi Rascal en quelques morceaux sur 20 ans de carrière. Ça sera l'homme qui a fait tous ces morceaux qui sera avec nous d'ici quelques instants et sa sélection musicale dans le Nova Club.
Nova, le Nova Club.
Juste après la pause, quelques nouveautés. Tiens, il y a un nouveau single de l'Impératrice, on y arrive. Mais avant, c'est tout gentil l'Impératrice, vous le savez. Donc on va commencer avec quelque chose qui fait un peu plus grincer les dents. The Loopers, ça ressemble à ça. On l'écoute en intégralité. Après ça, à tout de suite.
Nova. Le Nova Club. Le Nova Club.
Nova.
Le Nova Club.
Bitches spirit too serious. Deep is way too curious. Boston, George, I'm smuggling through the interior. Stuck in the matrix, all I see is green like Vanetta. Who me, nigga, barking on the wrong tree like oh yellow. Miami Cafe, no Saudi Arabia. Spirit, Japanese, Arcade, Belgium. We got everything in the contest selling. Talk with the guests and watch us shelf it. Came around waking the end of a felon. Turn to a corpse, your body is smelling. Got the sticker naked like a water in the side. When it comes to the club, got a summer boy bottle. Down with your bitch, yeah, I brought her own model. Been listening, lemonade, Aristotle. Swimming in the deep, I ain't bringing no goggles. Hit him with the hollow, he sleep like hollow. Bit this ear too smearious. Little bit dazed and fade, she too delirious. All this birthday cake, don't know what day of the year it is. She said mom still work when she on the period. Ha! Bit this bit too furious. Sky high burns on my bite like food fight in the cafeteria. Black beans all on my bite, Malcolm X in the flesh. Chrome heart on the lens, I can see x-ray through the chest. Capital Dean with the stone corner roar with the crest. Happy 99 button up with the Babylon vest. Ha! Smear gear Ray Mysterious. Walter Van Buren like mask on like a trick or treating. Run my boots on fuck Peter the vegan. Javati T on no test of this Cheeto.
Nouveau single de The Loopers, son vrai nom c'est Walter Moseless Williams, américain de Detroit. Je sais plus sur quoi, c'était pas sur un Omar S, il est de Detroit, c'est fort probablement sur un morceau de Omar S qu'on avait repéré ce The Loopers, donc j'aime bien, beaucoup même ce nouveau titre qui s'appelle Smearious.
Nova.
Le Nova Club. Le salon musical de Radio Nova. Avec David Blou.
Je vous l'ai dit, ils sont de retour à... Ils sont quoi, 5 quintettes ?
Ouais, je crois bien. Hein ?
L'Impératrice, nouveau... Oh, vous allez la reconnaître, la formule n'a pas changé. C'est nouveau, c'est sur Nova.
Mais n'est-ce pas ser linda, mais n'est-ce pas ser linda, j'ai choisi pour.
à chérir mes hauts, mes bas, tous mes replis, à ne pas montrer du doigt les anomalies des autres aussi. La route est longue, j'y laisse des plumes par endroits, j'ai qu'à le vernis et je m'abandonne parfois à mes vieux ennemis. Mais je voudrais juste avoir le choix, un peu de répit. Je désobéis.
I need my sidekick, come get me on. On, turn me on. Slow down, follow the process, I'm in the zone. One umbrella, two pairs, come you play your roles. Your roles, really, I'm out here, I'm in the pros. Black man made it the hard way, he think he ho. So mad looking at my shit, it could be yours. Now I'm one fuck a black folk, I got the Porsche. Two-time felon behind the gates, it's a resort. Gotta watch for these devils that see your shit and get control. Careful on that road, dumb little nigga getting loan what he owe. While I'm doing what he don't, till then free the low. Another rapper turned joke, another so-so. Nigga, please let it go. God bless the dead move from the past. 9 million all cash. This like my overtime flex. Fuck, she satisfied, yes.
Break it off the side. Hey, y'all,
no secret, I'm on a roll. They played y'all, not with us, see what you told. Money do cartwheels, backflip and go. I don't take advice from niggas with no hoes.
Nigga, you talk so much, use the hoe.
I live rent-free, boy, y'all control. I need four commas, one in front, zeros.
Oh.
Wake up, hop out the phone, booth, I'm on the way. Grew up on Figaro Street, I saw the blade. Little old scrawny nigga, for sure was catching fades. Raised by all women and still I never came. Took it three times, extended from greatness I display. Home of the brave, ran by the slaves, so laid by the name. So white Jesus on the chain, I feel proud when it hang. Tried to hide from the fame and still came with a bang. Got my feet, nigga, turned the black cloud to a flame. I'm a big willy, stomach full, mouth full of paint. It was God-given, little nigga took it too far. I'm a Lone Star, street smart and I'm book smart. That's the dope part. Yeah, look at my report card. Boy, we're supposed to hit the foyard. A man's supposed to have scars. Nigga, it ain't that hard. When I'm grooving in the NASCAR, the Hooper Street of Mozart. Boy, living on a postcard. Smooth steering for the hard art. Fuck y'all.
Yeah, they thought I was crazy. They said I was crazy.
Dans l'ordre, l'impératrice d'abord, nouveau single. Bon, il n'y a pas d'album annoncé, mais quand tu les vois, il y a un nouveau single et il y a des festivals tout l'été.
Voilà. We Love Green, notamment.
Ouais, voilà. Donc je pense que l'annonce de. Alors tu sais, Bertrand, ça se fait en plein temps. Hein. T'as la date d'annonce de sortie, puis la date de l'annonce du titre de l'album. Plein de mystères comme ça. En tout cas, on a ce premier single de l'impératrice qui s'appelle Meda Igual. Et puis à l'instant, là, c'était l'album de la semaine, je pense, Schoolboy Q, avec pas mal de variations rap sur le même disque de ce membre de la famille Black Hippie, aux côtés de Kendrick Lamar, notamment. On fait une petite pause dans le Nova Club. Ah ben, on a c'est la pause de 19h22.
Et oui.
Alors, ça va être une sacrée pause. Hein. C'est avant qu'on reçoive, vu le morceau, c'est avant qu'on reçoive Didier Rascal dans le Nova Club, avec sa sélection musicale. Et ben, on a notre ami, alors comment il s'appelle ? J'ai des bugs, je vous l'ai dit hier. Étienne, voilà, des messages Instagram qui ne passent plus. Il me l'a envoyé en WeTransfer, carrément. Il m'a proposé le vicieux. Il m'a proposé un morceau que c'est tellement pas radio-friendly, mais on écoute déjà son choix et son message.
Salut David et le Nova Club, moi c'est Étienne qui vous parle de Lyon.
voulais partager avec vous un morceau de Aphex Twin numéro 3, l'album Selected Ambient Works volume 2, qui est sorti en 94. J'ai choisi ce morceau, bah déjà j'adore Aphex Twin, pour moi c'est plus qu'un artiste, c'est vraiment un génie. Et numéro 3 sur cet album, c'est vraiment un morceau spécial de 7 minutes. C'est comme une vague de douceur et de nostalgie. Moi, c'est un morceau qui me fait penser à mon père qui est artiste peintre et qui est parti trop tôt. Voilà. Merci David et Nova Club. Longue vie à la musique qui nous unit et nous fait penser aux gens qu'on aime.
Waouh. C'est joli, Étienne. Écoute, bon, alors maintenant j'ai honte parce que je sais qu'on va pas mettre les 7 minutes hein, parce que c'est les répétitions des mêmes notes quand même. Mais on va s'en inspirer un petit peu et prendre un peu de cette bonté d'Aphex Twin au moment où on l'a découvert. D'ailleurs, toujours cette interview que j'ai faite à Radio Nova en 95.
Je la cherche toujours.
On ne la retrouve pas. Et tout le monde était très jeune, lui comme moi, mais il était venu à la radio. C'est assez rare ce document, mais on ne l'a plus. Aphex Twin pour Étienne et pour vous, auditrices, auditeurs, juste après la pause. C'est le cas de le dire, la pause. Et après, Didier Rascal. À tout de suite.
Nova.
Le Nova Club. Le Nova Club.
Aphex Twin, vous l'avez reconnu peut-être, dans le Nova Club. C'était le choix d'Étienne, si vous aussi. Bon, alors avec ce bug Instagram qui, j'espère, bref. Envoyez-moi, bref, faites les propositions écrites, on verra pour les vocales après. Si vous avez une idée de titre, au moins 10 ans d'âge, dans les couleurs Nova Club, classique ou rareté, ça se tient, mais tant que c'est dans les couleurs Nova Club, envoyez-moi des propositions écrites sur mon Instagram David Blo. Et puis si la magie se réopère, eh bien on vous entendra présenter le 10 d'après la pause de 19h22. Il est plus que 19h22, il est carrément l'heure de notre invité, monsieur Didzy Rascal.
Nova. Nova Club. Nova Club. Le salon musical de la radio Nova.
Nova.
Avec David Blo.
Le Nova Club, pas en direct, parce qu'il ne faut pas mentir. On enregistre cette interview un mardi après-midi. Je suis avec Morane Aubert. Ça va bien,
bonjour,
Morane?
Ça va, merci.
Est-ce que tu es heureuse de rencontrer Didzy Rascal?
Je suis très heureuse.
She's very happy to meet you. We all are very happy to meet you.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you. I understood qu'est-ce que tu, remember, qu'est-ce que tu from school. I'm going to brush up on my French here and I'm going to come here a lot more.
Okay, okay.
100%.
Normally, it's my first question. What's your level of French?
My level of French. After school, I was a bit... Some words I remember. Qu'est-ce que tu?
Qu'est-ce que tu? Means something. Qu'est-ce que tu veux?
C'est les mots dont il se souvient, yeah. Ouais. Yeah.
Comment t'appelles tu?
Ah, yeah, voilà.
Okay, good.
Boulangerie.
Boulangerie. Okay, you know that.
Yeah.
You learn French from when to when?
Secondary school.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so from year 10, so you used to get it as an option.
Okay.
Yeah, and I chose it over Spanish for some reason.
Okay. And which reason? You don't remember?
An Italian. No one picked Italian in school. I don't know.
And now you said, oh, I should have learned Spanish or Italian better than French. Or
well, now you got Google Translate anyway.
Maintenant il a Google Translate, yeah, pour, ouais, faire ses traductions.
Et il a hésité aussi. Il aurait pu faire espagnol ou
italien. Ouais, ou italien, mais personne fait l'italien.
Voilà.
Vraiment.
Donc il a choisi.
To be fair, France is closer. So really,
yeah.
It'll make my life way easier if I learn French. Mm. Yeah.
Il dit évidemment l'Angleterre. La France est plus proche de l'Angleterre.
Ouais.
By the way, when was the first time you went to France? Did you travel to France?
I think it was 2003 or 2004. Okay. I've been coming here since the beginning.
Okay.
Mais, yeah. Non, 2004, il est venu pour la première fois en France. When Boy in the Corner was out.
Yeah, literally.
To do a show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you remember where you did the show?
I can't remember where it was. It would have been one of the smaller venues. But I've literally been coming here right from the beginning. There's a lady called Inez.
Inez,
yeah, she always used to look after us, man. Big up Inez, wherever you are, man. I'm sure I'll hear from her afterwards. Yeah.
Depuis le tout début, il vient en France depuis la sortie de son premier album et il jouait dans des petites salles et il y avait une personne qui s'appelait Inez apparemment qui big up à Inez, où qu'elle soit.
Moi, je vois que Inez de la Fressange, mais je pense pas que c'était elle. Don't Take It Personal, c'est le titre du nouvel album de Didzy Rascal qui est donc avec nous dans le Nova Club, qui n'avait pas fait d'album depuis quelques années, qui est sur un label indépendant cette fois-ci, et album dont on dit que c'est un retour en forme, en tout cas, retour non seulement au début grime, mais aussi à toutes sortes de sons un peu expérimentaux, dance floor au sens varié. Tu veux traduire tout ce que je... Non, ça va être chiant à traduire ça. Je vais faire la version short.
New album, and everybody's saying that you're going back to your roots.
Yeah, sorry, something just hit me. I remember the first time I came to France was actually to shoot my first music video.
Okay. Ah.
So my video for I Love You was shot by Seb Janiak.
Seb Janiak, okay.
Yeah, in France?
Yeah, really? It's the first time I came to Paris. So yeah, 2003.
And is it true that you didn't want it to appear in the video?
I never wanted to have my face out there.
You were Daft Punk, Underground Resistance, Daft Punk.
Yeah, but I wasn't thinking as far ahead as they were. They had a plan.
Okay,
yeah.
And what was your plan to not showing your face then?
I just didn't want anyone to see me. I was used to being on pirate radio,
so
no one saw you then, unless you turned up to raves.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't have a cool mask, so.
Il se rappelle que la première fois qu'il est venu en France, en fait, c'était pour tourner le clip de I Love You, donc extrait de Boy in the Corner qu'on entend là. Et je lui demandais si c'était vrai qu'à l'époque il voulait pas montrer son visage, et c'est vrai parce que lui en fait il avait l'habitude des radios pirates où on montrait pas son visage en fait, et donc
la culture de l'époque, hein, de
la
pas montrer sa tête.
Ouais, parce qu'à l'époque il y avait pas les réseaux sociaux, il y avait que les gens qui se pointaient en fait dans les radios pirates, et donc voilà, et au final il a montré son visage dans le clip.
Voilà, clip réalisé par Seb Janiak.
Oui.
Voilà, ça c'était ses souvenirs. On revient maintenant donc en 2024 avec Don't Take It Personal. Donc comme j'ai dit, it looks like way back into time a bit, the album, with also a lot of different styles and genre of electronic music.
Yeah.
Much, not only grime, but also the drum and bass.
Yeah,
also
dubstep, jungle. Yeah, all that. House.
And garage, house music. Garage, also, yeah. Why? Why all this mix?
Because when I was making, so the tracks that I actually produced myself, yeah, mm-hmm. I'm always driven by the bass.
Mm-hmm.
So like, to me, yeah, even before the words, it matters what the bass is doing.
Yeah.
So certain basses are just more associated with certain genres, like you said. Mm-hmm. So that's where you get the different. Those are my favorite type of bass lines: drum and bass, garage, some trap, like a lot of the 808 mm-hmm. stuff as well. But yeah, those ones. If I could have got away with making some more kind of grunge or heavy metal stuff, that would have been cool. Maybe for the next album.
Next time.
Yeah.
Et il raconte que c'est un album qu'il a beaucoup produit lui-même. Et ce qui l'intéresse surtout, et c'est très anglais, c'est les basses.
Mm-hmm.
Et donc du coup, lui, il est forcément allé vers ce qu'il aime. Donc mm-hmm. C'est la drum and bass, la jungle, le grime. Mm-hmm. Et but in this album, there's also one Afrobeat song.
There's one, yeah.
I feel like you wanted to show people that you can still do what you know for, but you are also in the sound of now and the future.
You know what? With that track, I wasn't looking for it. So I just got into the studio with Rhymes.
Mm-hmm.
So he produced that track. And that actually, the guy that's singing on it, Preds,
yeah.
He bought that to me. And had the hook on it and everything. So I was like, okay, let me try it then. Because I wasn't looking for Afro beats. But sometimes some songs are just easy to write to, because I could have a beat that I really love that I even made myself, but I don't come up with anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Pour le son Afrobeat en question, c'est juste qu'il s'est retrouvé en studio avec le producteur qui lui a ramené le son, et ça a été très naturel pour lui de le faire. C'est pas une volonté de sa part de faire un son Afrobeat, mais il l'a fait comme ça.
Je pense que on voulait commencer avec London Boy, mais on peut commencer avec ce morceau en vrai,
oui,
puisqu'on en parle.
We can listen to this song.
Yeah. Okay. Sit.
You places you ain't never been, baby. I show you things that you ain't never seen. Pull your purse away, everything's on me. This is how it is when you're with that bad life, yeah. I tell you places you ain't never been, baby. I show you things that you ain't never seen. Pull your purse away, everything's on me. This is how it is when you're with that bad life, yeah. Baby girl, come and roll with me. Let me show you how it's supposed to be. The way you're looking and I just ain't looking so pretty, yeah, 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 yeah. Baby girl, come and roll with me. Let me show you how we're supposed to be. The way you're looking in that dress, you're looking so pretty. Yeah, 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 yeah.
You deserve a vacation. Went out of location.
Anywhere.
Pick any country, any nation.
Yeah.
It's no pressure, it's an open invitation. No limitation, no hesitation. I make a reservation, just give me confirmation. We'll fly direct, there'll be no complication. First class or a private aviation. I wanna spoil you rotten, I wanna show you the sights. I wanna pattern your days, I wanna brighten your nights. I wanna light up your life, I'm feeling generous.
You're so pretty, you're stunning, it's so different.
You work so hard, you don't use up your sick days. Let's have it large, time to use up your sick days. Quick, babe, I'm gonna take you to a better place.
Better place.
And you ain't gotta do no packing, bring an empty case, I'm on the case.
Baby girl, come and roll with me. Let me show you how it's supposed to be. The way you're looking and I just ain't looking so pretty. Yeah, 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 yeah. Baby girl, come and roll with me. Let me show you how it's supposed to be. The way you're looking and I just ain't looking so pretty. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Let me be your host.
Yeah.
Let's ghost, let me take you to the coast. Maldives or Necker Island. Anywhere you desire, you're a diamond. Yeah. We could fly to Bimini. Water so blue, you can see it so vividly. We can go to Italy.
Yeah.
We could hold a vibe, I think we got compatibility.
I
can be a gentleman, I still believe in chivalry. Maybe Miami rooftop at the Soho House.
Come.
We could put our feet up like it's our house.
Come.
We could go to Club Live, lay low in the booth. Or we could buy one juice, hit the floor and get loose. You can stick it on the gram or your snap or whatever.
Whatever.
We can keep it to ourselves if you want to be clever. It ain't even no pressure, it's whatever the weather. You're amazing on your own, but we're better together. Come on.
Baby girl, come and roll with me. Let me show you how it's supposed to be. The way you're looking and I just ain't looking so pretty. Yeah, 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 yeah. Baby girl, come and roll with me. Let me show you how it's supposed to be. The way you're looking and I just ain't looking so pretty. Yeah, 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 yeah.
London boy, yeah. Top geezer, life at the party, people pleaser. How can you
games. No FIFA, they don't want smoke. No reefer, light skin ting. Lakeisha, chocolate, yo. Moesha, private jet. Ibiza, I'm not fastest, I got either. Pretty white girl with jungle fever. I'm like Skipper at jungle fever. Deal with the matter, lover and leaver. Bitch, we're chucking it, give me a breather. Running your gums, 100 meters. Say you're a bad man, and you got heaters. Snatch your soul, finders, keepers. Fuck your couch, that's what my feet is. Fuck your life, shit on your feet as can't school me. I know what grease is under the bed. That's what your peas is on your head. That's what my peas is. Plant the peas and have you in pieces. Send you to Jesus. L D N. That's where the Jesus. Scammers and dealers, rubbers and peelers.
London boy, yeah. Chuck Easer, life at the party, people pleaser. How can you flex when no one sees you? It's not hard, couldn't be easier. Forget them pricks, amnesia. Don't like me, I don't like them either. Say you're top boy, we don't believe you.
London boy. From Tottenham, chrome heart jeans, girls love when I rock them. Talking to girls, I got options. Came with green, but I ain't Robson. You man are actors, you like Robson. Maggie and Ray, that's a wild concoction. How you gonna try this wrist when you know that you ain't got no answer for that problem? Been a problem from the let the shane out. Any problem, I bring the flame out. Try know I came out with grain out. Can't tell me nothing, go against the grain out. No leg shot, man, I aim for your brain out. Hooks on the floor and you can't explain out. London boy, I'm a Halloween done. Still coming true, like what is it on? I must have thought it was tea and crumpets. You see me rise the thing and dump it. Like it alone. Me and my G's them run shit. Look at all these diamonds. Swagger on violent. And if we ain't talking Jamaica, Stony, that's my only island.
Real London boy. London boy. Yeah. Chuck Easer, life at the party, people pleaser. How can you flex when no one sees you? It's not hard, couldn't be easy. Forget them pricks. Amnesia, don't like me, I don't like them either. Say you're top boy, we don't believe you.
Deux facettes du nouvel album de Dizzy Rascal qui est avec nous dans le Nova Club, la production Afrobeat qu'il n'a pas fait lui-même en l'occurrence, et puis il a un titre qu'il a produit lui-même, j'imagine.
Ouais.
London Boy.
Donc... You produced London Boy, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
we can hear it. Yeah,
I love that. That's good, man. Signal, because all the people that I loved, you like say like from the early 2000s, you can tell when Timbaland made something. Yeah, you can tell when Neptune's made it. Yeah.
Yeah, tu lui dis qu'il a un son type. Et
on entend ouais. régulièrement dans l'album quand c'est lui qui a produit le morceau et quand c'est pas lui qui l'a produit.
Et lui, ça lui fait penser quand un morceau des rappeurs mainstream, il y avait un morceau de Timbaland ou Tu veux pas lui demander d'ailleurs si elle a produit pour d'autres? C'était une bonne question. Dans nos travaux préparatoires, je sais que c'était une bonne question.
We were wondering, did you already produce for another artist?
I haven't done a lot of production for another artist. I remember the first time I did something else for someone was I did a remix for Beck.
Il a fait un remix pour Beck.
Yeah, in about 2003. He had a song called Hell Yeah.
Okay. Hell Yeah, en 2003,
I remixed that. Like, and that's since. No, I haven't really done it for other people.
Do you want it?
Yeah, I'd love to. That's why, I always love having other people on my beat. So it was nice to hear like Frisco on this one. I'd love to make music for other people, definitely.
Il aimerait trop faire de la musique pour les autres. Il a adoré, par exemple, faire ce morceau avec Frisco. Which artist would you like to produce for example? Quels artistes il aimerait, pour lesquels il aimerait produire?
That's a good question. Oh, right now.
If you could, it could be anyone.
Alive.
Vivant.
Alive. I feel under pressure now, man.
I know. Would it be a British person?
That would probably be my first choice, but I don't know. Honestly, I'll produce for anyone, man. It doesn't matter, man.
Oh, you had the name. You had the name. You were ready to say a name.
I didn't. I was just going to throw one out there. Like, I literally don't know. Maybe, I don't know. Put Dua Lipa on a tune or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But make something crazy that people don't expect. Something stripped down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Faire quelque chose peut-être que les gens s'y attendent pas du tout, genre avec Dua Lipa, par exemple.
Ok, pourquoi pas. Dizzy Rascal et Dua Lipa, c'est jouable. Who's the London boy?
I'm the London boy. It's me.
Yeah, it's me.
C'est lui, le London boy. C'est marqué sur son sweat. There is this song "London Boy" in the album. Also, there is a lot of references about British culture in the album. The sound is really British. It's very London.
Yeah.
Was it important for you to represent once again UK sound? Est-ce que c'est important pour lui de représenter vraiment le son UK à travers plein de références culturelles, à travers des morceaux comme London Boy?
Yeah, it was partly that, but I just think I'm just naturally more drawn to those kind of sounds because it's what I came up listening to. It's like my first point of reference, more so than even hip hop. Like I would have been into jungle and drum bass before I was into rap music.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I learned to rap. It wasn't over rap music, it was over jungle. So I actually rapped fast first and then had to learn to slow down.
Yeah, yeah. Was it hard to slow down?
You know what? It was probably harder than you think, you know, to slow down and make it interesting.
Mm-hmm.
because there would have been like more gaps. So I had to find a way to make it cool. I think even Fix That Look Sharp might have been one of the first ones I did like that was slower like that, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
C'était très naturel en fait pour lui de faire des morceaux qui sonnent anglais vu que c'est ses références à lui. Et après, je lui ai posé une question, je ne me souviens plus de la question.
Est-ce que c'était facile de ralentir parce qu'il
a
appris.
Lui, il a appris en fait à poser, à spitter, c'est le mot même, c'est cracher sur de la jungle.
Okay.
Et donc voilà, c'est normal que toutes ces références-là se retrouvent dans cet album.
Et qu'il a fallu ralentir. N'empêche que lui, son train de vie n'est peut-être pas le même exactement de quand il a commencé hyper jeune. Mm-hmm. Il vit dans le Kent maintenant, c'est ça?
I think you live in the Kent right now, right? In
yeah,
Kent.
I live in London as well, but I don't tell anyone.
But okay. Yeah, yeah.
And I lived in Miami for about 10 years as well.
Okay,
okay.
But back and forth.
But is your life not too much different than the one you were when you were 16 or 20?
It better be different.
Yeah, I also. Yeah, but yeah, I mean, yeah. To make grand music, but isn't your life too different now? Or do you...
No, I don't think so. Because is it...
The daily life is different.
No, because if you're talking about just subject matter, yeah, I'm not going to be running around talking about robbing people like I was when I was 16, 17. No. Yeah, but if I'm going to sit there and produce a beat to sound like it, and that's what about. Yeah, I hear that a lot. It's interesting, that argument, because some people feel like when you get older or you get more successful, that... It's like, how can you still?
Yeah, but the question is just a question. But yeah, it's a natural question.
It's interesting because someone brought up Booba to me recently, a French journalist, and she said, yeah, because Booba, he talks about he's successful man with a bunch of kids, and I was thinking of it as like, yeah, that's true, but the people that want to hurt Booba don't care that he's whatever successful thingy when they see him. Mm-hmm. It's on top, so there's no time for him to think, oh well, now actually I'm gonna, no one's gonna give him time to do that, so when it's time to get what he needs to do innit.
Ouais, il dit qu'en fait le fait de faire du grime aujourd'hui, enfin même si la réalité a changé, ça change rien, il peut toujours faire du grime. Alors certes, il va pas parler du fait d'aller voler des gens dans la rue, ce qui n'est plus sa réalité et son sujet, mais il parle de Booba et il dit
il
a référencé Booba en disant que de la même manière que les fans de Booba, ils écoutaient Booba il y a 10 ans et ils l'écoutent toujours maintenant même si sa réalité a changé. But with grime, the thing is the sound is so linked to a reality, to your reality back then. That's why.
Nah, I don't think it is.
No.
Nah, I just think people just remember a time when we were just younger, innit?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so they just associate everything with 2003.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's just the way it is. But if anything, we need more old rappers, man. I want to be an old rapper. Yeah, I think just like. Like I said,
but there's not a lot of old rappers.
It's a young man's sport.
Yeah, it's a young man's sport.
But again, I think that's down to just people's perception. So people need to push through because, like, look at Getz. Like Getz is he's a little bit older than me. I told you that way. You know what I'm saying? But like, he's still raw. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? So it's good.
D-Double-E that is on the album. D-Double-E as well.
D-Double, he's even older. But yeah, he's older. He's Ray from Drum and Bass. Exactly. D-Double. To be fair, most of the people on it are my age.
Yeah, but even Jay-Z is more than 50. Snoop Dogg is more than 50.
Right.
More and more every day.
Yeah, I think so. And then even over here, so even Booba, like I said, they're older.
D'accord. Et même Booba, décidément. Eh ben, tiens, on va remonter. Il m'a dit, quand il était petit, il y avait un morceau dont il était fan absolu. Donc on remonte justement quand il avait 15 ans, Didier Rascal, il écoutait ça.
Baby, 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 baby sexy people. So all you fly mothers, get on out there and dance, I say.
Salt and pepper's here, we're in a fit. Want you to push it back, cool in my day, then at night, working up a sweat.
general, you come for me. Yo, but the one of them must spin them like a windmill. You talk for them, go to them, and we got the skill. Dance, can't dance, and let's win the party bill. And the girls see you with vices like them, she's getting my bill. Pass for the minimum in the past, I'm in the middle, cool, I'm in the chill. I go win, no type to win, over the hill. When the one comes to see that, go to my city, go to my city hill. This is general, go to bed, go right, Joe will be caught. Icky, icky. Wicked, wicked. Bow, bow, bow. Icky, icky. Wicked, wicked, wicked. Bow, bow, bow. I am the incredible general. New York, I'm sitting to that left. Sensational, I'm gonna come in. Incredible general. New York, I'm sitting to that left. Sensational, so what?
Là, on est dans les souvenirs de Dizzy Rascal, des choses qu'il écoutait. Donc là, j'imagine petit, c'était Salt and Pepper d'abord. Et puis, un petit peu plus tard, adolescent, là, c'était General Levy. I suppose Salt and Pepper, you were still not even a teenager. I was a kid. Yeah, you was a kid. So,
yeah.
And you remember dancing on that? What was your memory?
No, I just remember it coming on the cable.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's the only place to hear it. But that was like that was around the same time, I think, as like... Then Shabba Ranks and all that kind of...
Shabba Ranks?
That it was that era. It was the early 90s, right?
Okay, yeah.
But then it's the same time when Jungle came out in the UK as well. That was like the UK sound.
Okay.
Oui, écoutez ça quand il était petit.
Il était petit, effectivement, il se rappelle aussi. Mais ça, moi, dans ma mémoire, c'est un peu plus tard, le Shabba Ranks.
Shabba.
Et puis, c'est au même moment que la Jungle a commencé.
Et bien, juste après, on les a dans l'ordre, en fait. Hein. Effectivement, la Jungle ou Drum and Bass débarque en Angleterre. Et il faut se rappeler que Dizzy Rascal, à la base, il est DJ. Your first trick, but it's not to rap, it's not to play guitar or things like that, it's turntable.
Yeah.
And your parents bought you turntable?
My mom bought me some turntables. It's
really expensive turntable.
I got cheap ones.
Okay.
So I learned to start on some really not good ones. Oh, okay, then eventually worked my way up to techniques.
Well, it's good to start on not good material, man.
Yeah, belt drive. I had belt drive. And I remember I used to put elastic band in it to make it tighter.
Okay.
To feel better. So I knew what I was doing.
C'est sa mère qui lui a acheté sa première platine.
Il en faut deux. Two turntables and mixing.
Mixer. So I learned to wire it all up and everything. Mm-hmm. It was interesting.
Ce qui coûte une fortune hein, quand tu t'achètes des techniques. Alors il m'a dit non, c'était pas des techniques.
Lui, apparemment, c'était pas très cher.
Ben, pas très cher. Il a même pris l'élastique. Enfin, il a fait en sorte d'upgrader ses platines.
Yeah. Belt drive.
Il les a construits. C'est ça. Il les a construits lui-même. C'est un mois de salaire quasiment de s'acheter deux platines et la table de mixage. Do you still mixing from time to time?
You know what? A little while ago, I bought a lot of records off Discogs and there's some other guy that I met somewhere. I bought like hundreds of Jungle records. And I found my old records too. So I've got a setup in my bedroom with turntables, techniques, and I mix drum and bass records, mix Jungle. I don't mix nothing else. Like, I can mix garage, but anything else, nah. And then I bought some CDJs.
But it's only for your pleasure. It's only for you.
Yeah. But the CDJs, I never really got into. I don't like the feeling. I like the record.
Okay.
Il continue de mixer, mais pour lui, pour son propre plaisir, dans sa chambre.
Et il préfère les vraies platines aux platines au CDJ parce que c'est plus. Je suis d'accord avec lui. Il y a plus de sensualité tactile avec un vinyle qu'avec un CD. Alors évidemment, il y a aussi parce que c'est ça qui va le former. C'est aussi le rap américain, forcément. En fait, c'est basique. On peut dire que le grime, c'est un mélange de drum and bass et de rap américain. Je ne ferai pas taper sur les doigts si je dis ça, Morad.
Oui.
Allez, on va dire que. I say, if we try basically to say grime is the mixture of drum and bass and American hip hop, or is it...
Yeah, drum and bass, garage.
Mm-hmm. Ouais, drum and bass, garage.
Maybe some dancehall.
Un peu de dancehall.
But my production is definitely down south hip hop, so crunk. Mm-hmm. Yeah, crunk. We're very influenced by that.
Mm-hmm.
So
ouais,
I don't think everyone else necessarily was, though.
No, okay. Dit que lui, il a sa petite touche en plus aussi, c'est d'être vraiment inspiré par le rap sudiste américain, le crunk.
And you said in an interview that when you started doing music, you didn't have like a UK star to look on, to look up.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
You listen to a lot of American stuff.
100%, like Tupac, Bone Thugs and Harmony, Snoop. Jay-Z, but Project Pat, UGK.
Bah oui.
Ouais, quand, en fait, quand il était plus jeune et qu'il a commencé de la musique, il explique qu'il n'y avait pas de star en fait, au UK. Il pouvait pas, il n'y avait pas des morceaux.
Des représentations.
Des représentations, exactement. Et donc, du coup, en fait, il se tournait plutôt, enfin, ce qu'il écoutait, américain. Vers le rap américain. Ouais.
But now it changed. You're a figure for younger British artists. Maybe.
It's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
they look at you, or Skepta, or Wiley, or, or people like that, and, and they have a, they have role model to follow.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's a big responsibility, you know?
No, yo, that's why I need to keep going. Yeah, and just keep making music and just experimenting.
Okay. Il dit, bah, c'est, oui, c'est une responsabilité. C'est pour ça qu'il faut continuer à expérimenter, continuer à faire de la musique. Il nous a cité des artistes américains qu'il écoutait, donc dans les rappeurs. Il a dit Tupac, il a aussi parlé. Ils sont moins connus en France, hein, quand même. Donc, dans le crunk music sudiste, il y a la 36 Mafia. Et dans la 36 Mafia, il y a Project Pat.
Motherfucking fool.
Stupid and all, nigga. I know you fake and real.
If you ain't from
you know
my shit real. Telling you motherfuckers, no sauce, shake me, you know what I'm saying, nigga?
I don't know them niggas, I don't fuck with them niggas, I don't know them hoes, I don't fuck with them hoes, I don't know them niggas, I don't fuck with them niggas, I don't know them hoes, I don't fuck with them hoes.
If you ain't from my hood,
mad at me. I don't love him, I fuck him. I don't chase him, I duck him. I replace him with another one. You had to see, she keep calling me big, and my name is Jay-Z. She was all on my dick. Gradually, I'm taking over your bitch, coming over your shit. Got my feet up on your sofas, man. I mean, post this from an open hand. You coming home to dishes and empty soda cans. I got your bitch up in my Rover, man. I never kiss her, never hold her hand. In fact, I diss her. I'm a boulder, man. I'm a pimper. It's over, man. It's over, man.
Oh, is that your bitch? Why she on the hit six with a hand on his dick? Keep licking her lips. Is that your bitch? Why she on the his ride with a hand on his thigh? Keep looking in his eyes. Oh, is that your bitch? Better tell her chill while you all in his grill. Don't you know that man can't? Your bitch? Why she paging him? Keep praising him, cause that's Jay and him, bitch.
And why you home alone? Why she out with me? Room 112, hotel balcony. How'd you say, Jay? You could call a house for me. There's no respect at all. You better check her, dog. She keep begging me to hit it raw. Should she got my kids and say it was yours? How foul is she? And you wiped her. Shit, I put the rubber on tighter. Sent her home. When she entered home, you hugged her up. What the fuck is up? She got you whipped, got your kids, got your home, but that's not your bitch. You share that girl. Don't let him hear that it Earl. It'll make him sick that his favorite chick ain't saving it. Unfaithful bitch.
Oh, is that your bitch? Why she all in his six with a hand on his dick? Keep licking her lips. Is that your bitch? Why she all in his ride with a hand on his thigh? Keep looking in his eyes. Oh, is that your bitch? Better tell her chill while you all in his grill. Don't you know that man killed? That your bitch? Why she paging him? Keep praising him. Cause
cool
that's
out, homie.
Him, bitch.
You better keep her away from a ball and click. Keep out of nightclubs, all in the mix. From hanging out with chicks who be swallowing dicks. From Castle or the Chris, play the floor to Knicks. That can only lead to something unfortunate. Hot boy like Jigga Man, scorch your bitch. Play the four dot. Jigga man go first, then we all ride. So we all high. You know the boys from the ride. Got them hoes on lock. Got them bitches in the smash. Make the drawer drop fast. Cause we get more cash than the average nigga. All them hoes like, damn, I gotta have this nigga. Cause I'm a hot black. How in the hell can you stop that? You will fuck mine. How in the hell can you knock that? I'm just playing the cards chosen me. Jigga man, who you supposed to be?
Oh, is that your bitch? Why she all in his six with a hand on his dick? Keep licking her lips. Is that your bitch? Why she all in his ride with a hand on his thighs? Keep looking in his eyes. Oh, is that your bitch? Better tell her chill while you all in his grill. Don't you know that man killed? That your bitch? Why she paid him. Keep praising him, cause that's J and M, bitch.
Good jigger, the twister got him screaming like a demon, fiending for the semen, chrome gleaming like the dome on Keenan gone. While I'm leaning, smoking, I'm whipping the finish coming. Your bitch on the passenger side of me, flashing your money. Why you acting so funny? You know she been flirting while you working behind the curtain, knuckle jerking for certain, popping that pussy. Sweating to no fluid is left. When I come in the party with J, we gon' do it to death. You gon' ruin your rep, tripping while we pipping these heifers. Play lectures got me shining like a new gator stepper. Must have been mad when your whole flick my cuss in the dash. Busting the ass, taking minutes I come up in the nav. The game don't stop. This shit ball has been enough to block. Niggas' rest is coming at us cause the status of props. Sucker fucking in love when I put the dick up inside her. Can't help it if she alone with a rider.
Oh, is that your bitch? Why she all in his six with a hand on his dick? Keep licking her lips. That your bitch? Why she all in his ride with a hand on his thigh? Keep looking in his eyes. Oh, is that your bitch? Better tell her chill while you all in his grill. Don't you know that man killed? That your bitch? Why she paging him? Keep praising him, cause that's J and M. Oh, is that your bitch? Why she all in his six with a hand on his dick? Keep licking her lips. That your bitch? Why she all in his ride with a hand on his thigh? Keep looking in his eyes. Oh, is that your bitch? Better tell her chill while you all in his grill. Don't you know that man killed? That your bitch? Why she paging him? Keep praising him, cause that's J and M. Bitch. Your bitch, why she all in his six with a hand on his dick? Keep licking her lips. That your bitch, why she all in his ride with a hand on his thigh? Keep looking in his eyes. Oh, is that your bitch? Better tell her chill while you all in his grill. Don't you know that man killed? That your bitch, why she paging him? Keep praising him, cause that's J and M. Oh, is that your bitch? Why she all in his six with a hand on his dick? Keep licking her lips. That your bitch, why she all in his ride with a hand on his thigh? Keep looking in his eyes. Oh, is that your bitch? Better tell her chill while you all in his grill. Don't you know that man killed? That your bitch, why she paging him? Keep praising him, cause that's J and M, bitch.
Les influences de Didier Rascal qui est avec nous et ce morceau qui a eu de l'importance pour lui, c'est un titre de Jay-Z avec Twista, Missy Elliott en featuring, une prod de Monsieur Tim Mosley de Timbaland en l'occurrence, tout ça c'est des noms importants pour Didier Rascal qui est avec nous. Where do you want to start? How much you like Timbaland or how much this track is important for you?
Well, this track was important to me because first of all, it made me like Jay-Z. And then second of all, this I wrote my song I Love You to this beat. And even the structure with the kind of the boy and girl response kind of came from this. And the other track from Ludacris, What's Your Fantasy? The I Love You was based off both of those tracks.
C'est à partir de ce morceau-là en fait qu'il a que tout a commencé pour lui parce que c'est à partir de ce morceau qu'il a créé I Love You qui est donc un
Le titre qu'il a fait connaître.
Le titre qu'il a fait connaître, enfin, notamment un des titres. Mais, et l'autre raison pour laquelle c'est important pour lui, c'est...
Qu'il a aussi découvert Jay-Z, qu'il a
tout
aimé
à fait,
Jay-Z,
et c'est
parce
ce
qu'à la base,
fait, ouais.
il aimait plus, il aimait pas... What did you like Jay-Z before?
Pourquoi est-ce qu'il aimait pas Jay-Z
You preferred Notorious B.I.G. or Tupac or...
I prefer Tupac. And both Fugs and Harmony and Snoop.
No, okay.
I feel
Tupac.
Like New York stuff, I thought it was boring.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah, because you know, it's just the boom bap. There wasn't a lot of melody in the beats. So it's, and that, when I got older, and that's like, I felt always like Nas, but as I thought it was just too wordy and not enough music.
Yeah. So, yeah, but how was it when you discovered this song? Because you must have been like a bit shocked. Why is it this like UK sound in an American song, right?
Yeah, it was because it was the garage tempo. That's what made me, and this the sound of that snare, that crushed snare, whatever. I just thought, this is crazy. It was dark, so that's right. that's what grabbed me. It didn't sound like New York. It didn't sound like hip hop, really. So I think that's why I loved it. Almost like an electro kind of.
Oui, il aimait bien parce que c'était électronique, c'était presque garage. Enfin, il y avait un son qui lui rappelait le son des UK aussi. Ça, la surprise, ça sonnait pas comme New York.
Non, bah effectivement. D'ailleurs, ils sont new-yorkais, aucun d'entre eux. Hein. Timbaland ou Neptune, quand on débarquait, ils avaient des influences très, très européennes, revendiquées plus ou moins. Hein. Je pense Timbaland, il disait que non. Je sais pas, Pharrell et Chad, c'était certainement plus ouvert. So Timbaland and Neptune, and we was talking of air of one track, and so let's listen to that track again.
Super Fog. Noriega. When this came out, man, it was crazy. Neptune's my favorite. Timbaland and Neptune's are my favorite producers, and I guess DJ Paul and Juicy J as well. But when Timbaland and then I've come only just found out that Pharrell and Timbaland are cousins. It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, but ils ont des liens.
Yeah.
Not direct cousins.
They're cousins.
Okay.
Timbaland et Pharrell sont cousins.
Cousins. Voilà. Ça, c'était une des grandes productions des Neptunes pour Noriega. C'est Super Thug et c'est le choix de Didier Rascal qui est notre invité. Qu'on écoute juste après la pub dans le Nova Club.
Le Nova Club.
Nova, 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 Nova.
Le Nova Club.
Now, yeah, he says that we have some kind of special assignment or something. He's supposed to be calling him like any minute now. Okay. Hold on, let me get the phone. Hold on. Hello? Jackson here. Yeah, what? You found Manuel Noriega? In the Philippines? He has a mansion? Okay, we're on it, right now. Bye.
Hey yo, we light a candle, run laps around the English Channel. Neptunes, I got a cocker spaniel. We on the run now, you know it ain't no fun now. And where I go, yo, niggas can't even come now. You ain't the law, nigga, break it. I don't care, but when you get caught, remember that. I don't care, N-R-E, blood throughout the atmosphere. That mean now we on the run, yo, if that ain't clear. Weak niggas wanna snitch, yo, but that ain't fair. Yo, we down in Vegas, but these guys too courageous. You know I'm on the run, but still rip stages. They call me Animal Dog when I'm in cages. I used to move phrases, roll dice with no aces. Now I live secluded in the oasis. Gotta take spaces, no time for car races. Check my sky till I got foul pages. What? What?
the city sugar, got country grammar. And yo, we going places where my sound scan ain't tough. So when I say I ain't Norio, it ain't that rough. I leave you Jake in my face, asking all this stuff. I gotta keep my mouth shut and don't say what. But yo, it's hard to, knuckleheads got the heart to. Yo, from New Orleans, LA, VA to Queens, the I-95, now we hit the Philippines. But now it's different, we gotta stay sober. Yo, communicate, Star Tech, Motorola. Keep it on the hush-hush, don't talk too much. Dog down entertainment, you know we touch. All our whips got navigation, while your whips is just guard pacing. Is you knowing what you're facing? You let me do it again, do it to win. Last album was an 8, this one is a 10. And Rick Capone come home, we gon' triple ascend. Y'all love my family, treat my folks like Ken. Rockin' Embedo, like a Mexican. Shoutin' at my pops, cause yo, next to him. He told me every dog nigga is a gentleman. So I took heed, take my time, still won't speed. You know a nigga got kids, so my family need a little more than they used to get. Real, not the duplicate. Taking no falls, making y'all just recouping it. Doing it up. Tell me what you wanna do with it, Capone's plan. Passport to foreign land, overseas in Japan. Politicking with Tan, yo, N-E-P-G-U-N-E-S. The way they lace the beat, like one of the best. What?
Business too, man. Juicy J, Smoked Out Luger, Trapaholics. Drop that shit one more again, man. We trippy, man.
Trapaholics, bitch.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
A zip and a double cup. I'm getting high as fuck. I'm getting high as fuck. I'm getting high as fuck. A zip and a double cup. I'm getting high as fuck. I'm getting high as fuck. I'm getting high as fuck.
A zip and a double cup. I'm getting high as fuck. I'm getting high as fuck. I'm getting high as fuck. A zip and a double cup. I'm getting high as fuck. I'm getting high as fuck.
Ziploc bag of Kush, double cup, full of drink. I get so damn trippy, in my mind, I go blank. The top 10 get hot rappers, number one is my rank. You say no to drugs, Juicy J can't. Today I'm drinking white, tomorrow brown. I am not a boxer, but I'll do some round. With your girl, I'm a spoon in a hotel room. And if she ain't trying to fuck, I'm looking for that runner up. A zip and a double cup. I'm getting high as fuck. I'm getting high as fuck. I'm getting high as fuck. A zip and a double cup. I'm getting high as fuck. I'm getting high as fuck. I'm getting high as fuck.
A zip and a double cup. I'm getting high as fuck. I'm getting high as fuck. I'm getting high as fuck. A zip and a double cup. I'm getting high as fuck. I'm getting high as fuck. I'm getting high as fuck.
I don't go to college, but the dorm room is my domain. Full of pretty bitches, show me how they use their brain. They sucking dick for homework, getting that dome work. Just to say they got with Juicy J and they did it first. On a beam, drinking dirty Sprite. About to fuck that bitch raw, about to roll a dice. Sex, drugs,
college life. Getting smoked out. Stoner's night. A zip and a double cup. I'm getting high as fuck. I'm getting high as fuck. I'm getting high as fuck. A zip and a double cup. I'm getting high as fuck. I'm getting high as fuck.
Dans le Nova Club, on a eu d'abord, il y avait le Super Thug, donc ce classique de Noriega produit par les Neptunes à la toute fin des années 90, début de non, je crois que c'est 98, enfin des années 90. Là, on a grimpé dans le temps, on est resté dans ce son sudiste qu'il aime beaucoup, particulièrement, notre invité Dizzy Rascal, You're Fond of South America.
Dance South hip hop. I don't know, I think it was the bounce, and just, it was different, just the flow and the sounds they used. It resonated with me. And I think it's interesting because it wasn't huge in London. Some people knew it, but it was bigger in like Manchester and Birmingham. Master P.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's interesting that it really took off there, but not so the rest.
The South of America was popular in the north of England.
North England. Yeah, I know, it's crazy.
Like Northern Soul, you know, Northern Soul.
Yeah, exactly. Up in Wigan and all that, yeah.
Il dit que ça résonne en lui, ces sons-là, que ça lui plaît beaucoup et que, étrangement, ça marchait pas à Londres, mais par contre, ça marchait à Manchester.
Voilà, donc dans le nord de l'Angleterre, ils adoraient la musique du sud de l'Amérique.
Ouais.
Il était intéressé. I know you're a bit fascinated by French hip-hop, the market and how many 100%. Talents. Mm-hmm. You have some favorites, French rappers?
I was just going to say Booba, it's the first one that comes to mind, but I know I've done a song with Nekfeu and Orelsan. Yeah, I was on the album before the last one.
Il a fait un son avec Nekfeu et Orelsan, oui.
Yeah.
You saw many copies of Orelsan sold of
Yeah, he went diamond, right?
Yeah. I guess.
That's my first diamond record. I need to get my plaque, I need to call him. Yeah.
Il y a un disque de diamant qui l'attend d'Orelsan.
Ouais.
Donc il est
intéressé en fait par le rap français. Il nous a demandé tout à l'heure si on pouvait lui faire écouter c'est quoi le gros rappeur actuel. On s'est dit qu'on allait lui passer le rappeur qui est dans cette nouvelle génération, dans cette nouvelle vague qui est en train de tout péter, qui s'appelle La Fève. Et du coup, on proposait d'écouter.
Redis un mot sur La Fève pour le présenter.
J'ai très peu de background sur La Fève, malheureusement, à part vous dire que c'est un rappeur qui marche très bien, mais peut-être Melvin a.
Non. Bah alors, on va l'écouter, on va faire
mais
pareil.
On va écouter un morceau qui s'appelle Mauvais Payeur, qui est sorti il y a un petit moment, c'est sorti en 2021, et c'est vraiment son tube. So we're gonna listen to La Fève, the French rapper.
C'est.
Let's go.
Ancien mauvais payeur, pas de frayeur, mais ils savent que je suis le meilleur. Je parle avec une voix intérieure, le temps y passe, on s'est un simple nouveau player. Si j'arrive, je fais un dawa, je m'en perds de la loi, je suis un jeune à la Pokawa. Mon frérot, j'avais pas moi, tant de parois, je compte pas le temps qu'on perd par mois. Bon, t'es parti, j'ai phasé, tes souvenirs effacés. Bon, c'est du passé, bon, c'est du passé. La biche à brode est cachée, c'est caché. Toujours passé trop lit, je suis fâché. Yeah, mental d'assassin. J'aime que la femme qui m'a donné le 500. Le 500, le 500. Yeah. Sois comme un zinzin. J'ai trop de cœur, j'peux tout donner pour un zin. Yeah, on le fait pour ce paper. J'ai que t'as eu peur, j'ai la de couleur Lake. J'ai la de couleur Lake. Faut on se pète en Jamaïque. Je drop ça comme Michael, je suis pauvre au Mike. Ce charisme au mic. C'est pour ça que le petit jeune il veut le featuring. Bientôt tu vois La Fève en figurine. Toi tu fais le G, mais quand ça part tu t'en fais du ring. Rapper faire, je ne suis pas dans les classements. Je ne suis pas dans les classements. Avec Pissonné, je suis en déplacement. On pourrait s'en passer, mais les gars. Sortir de ce piège, on veut ça tous les jours, malheureux. Je pensais t'aider, mon frère, à quoi tu joues malheureux. J'ai arrêté de croire que la chance arrive à l'heureux. Toi, quand t'as des occasions, pourquoi tu fais le peureux? Je crois la vie, c'est comme un casse-tête. Pas de casquette. Tour du monde, je fais pas de basket. Commercial, c'est sale, pleine sale, c'est sale, t'aimes. Ma chérie, je sais, c'est ça que t'aimes. Blesse. Une chaîne et la vida, un bouffe pas, qu'on vide ça. Des plavons, on vide ça. Des plavons, on vide ça. Dubaï ou Ibiza, toi tu fais le jaloux, mon garçon, t'es bizarre. Bounce. Nouveau jury, ancien mauvais payeur, pas de frayeur, mais ils savent que je suis le meilleur. Bounce.
parle avec une voix intérieure. Le temps y passe, on s'en simple, nouveau player. Si j'arrive, je fais un dawa. Je m'emmerde la loi, je suis un jeune à la Pokawa. Mon frérot, j'avais pas moi. Tant de parois, je compte pas le temps qu'on perd par mois.
Le mauvais payeur de la fève.
Quality.
You like this?
Quality. Bro, that's solid music. That's solid hip-hop, man. You know, just, the beat, the way it builds with all the different, like, the violins and the strings, everything comes in, it's kind of murky and eerie. The flow, crazy. Proper rapping. Not like some of the more singing-y kind of stuff. It's more like actual solid rapping. It's quality, man.
Eh ben, qualité, hein, qualité, pardon,
qualité, yeah. De qualité.
And it's even better that I don't know what he's saying.
Yeah.
So it's universal, because the flow, so, you understand flow.
You know what we thought about English or American rappers?
Right,
we don't understand the lyrics.
Yeah, you know it's good.
Yeah, the mood was more important 100%. Than the lyrics.
Yeah,
which
man.
I guess is the same when you listen to.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, this is someone that's a skillful rapper, obviously, isn't it? He's got skills.
So. Okay. Ouais, il a des capacités, la fève.
Mais,
et d'ailleurs, in France, we have a very, very strong rap music scene right now. Like a lot of young people in the charts. It's working.
Right.
How's the rap music scene in the UK right now, you would say? Comment est-ce qu'elle est la scène rap actuelle au UK?
Yeah, it's maybe I feel like it might have been a bit stronger maybe in the last 2 years. This year feels a bit quiet. Other than D-Block Europe, there's not as much hitting like the top.
Il y a pas beaucoup de rappeurs en ce moment qui sont dans les.
But overall, the scene itself is like, I think it's strong. It's still the strongest that it's ever been as far as the amount of big rappers there are. Yeah.
La scène est quand même plus forte que jamais par rapport au nombre de rappeurs et rappeuses qu'il y a actuellement.
You traveled a lot in your life since. Weren't you traveling before the music thing?
No.
Never.
The music literally took me around the world.
Okay,
yeah,
around the world.
I didn't even leave the country until I was doing.
Okay,
music.
Okay. Il n'avait pas quitté l'Angleterre avant.
Avant de faire de la musique, et c'est vraiment la musique qui lui a permis de voyager. Where did you go first to promote your music? Was it the US?
I shot my video for. Fix Up, Look Sharp.
Mm-hmm.
I shot it in LA, the Valley, California. Mm-hmm. I think that's the first place.
La première destination qu'il a faite, c'était LA pour aller tourner le clip de Fix Up, Look Sharp.
Which must have been kind of amazing for you if you were digging Tupac and things in LA. To be there.
Yeah, to be fair, it was crazy, man. Yeah, the first time I smoked weed over there, too. shit blew my mind. Like, wow. And then I was buying loads of hats and trainers and tracksuits. And some of the tracksuits felt like a good idea in LA. Then when I brought them back to England, it looked silly.
Alors, il dit qu'il a fait plein de choses là-bas. Il a visiblement fumé.
Il a fumé de la weed, il a acheté plein de casquettes, il a acheté plein de jogging d'ensemble. Et ça avait l'air cool là-bas. Mais quand il est rentré en Angleterre, ça passait un peu moins apparemment.
Or were the reaction of American rappers? Were they down with you, or were they? Or who are these people trying to make?
No,
American
I really got on well with Bun B from UGK, and even we're still tight to this day.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the first people that really embraced me. And even in the UK, like I opened up for Jay-Z before I even put my first album out.
Really?
Yeah, I opened up for Nas as well a bit later than that. So I've always had a nice kind of.
And they were cool with you. They were not looking condescending or anything like that.
No, it was definitely. And every time I see Jay-Z, it's very nice, respectful. I haven't seen Nas as many times since, but I've seen Jay-Z a few times. It's super cool, man.
Il dit qu'il a des bonnes relations avec les Américains et qu'il en a des bonnes depuis le départ parce qu'il a même carrément ouvert pour Jay-Z avant même de sortir Boy in the Corner et qu'après il a ouvert aussi pour Nas. Nas.
Voilà, il peut les réconcilier, eux qui étaient en fight. You can reconcilier. Non, je veux pas vous dire. Ça va être
make them friend again.
Yeah, make them friend again. Friend again. Nas and Jay-Z, they had a fight, you know. So.
Oh, yeah, they're cool now. Yeah.
Maintenant, ils s'entendent bien, apparemment.
You also have the Jay-Z fight with the Gallagher brothers with the Oasis thing, you know. Did you know that video?
I remember, this is stupid.
Yeah, but it's so, Jay-Z reaction was so priceless, was incredible, you know.
I guess so.
Voilà, je reparlais d'un souvenir de fight comme ça. On dit aussi que le son le plus populaire à Londres, ça doit te faire marrer, c'est quand même ce retour de drum and bass ou de jungle. It seems the big comeback right now is the drum and bass thing.
Wow, crazy.
Yeah, and even really pop thing like Pink Panthers, yeah, which mm-hmm. was nobody were making music like Pink Panthers before. There's a really a new wave of drum and bass, and I hear it's everywhere in London right
now. To be fair though, it never went away.
Mm-hmm. C'est jamais parti, en fait.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just always just takes someone to someone does something that makes it cross over. Mm-hmm. But people mm-hmm. are always making drum and bass in the background. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think it's like a staple of UK music now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but now it's everywhere. There. It's on the radio.
No, the mainstream have decided to embrace mm-hmm. it again. Mm-hmm. Like, so yeah, but it still doesn't mean it wasn't there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, mm-hmm. there's plenty of people doing that. Even to be fair, even Rudimental was having big tracks with drum and bass mm-hmm. like if over the last 10 years, right?
Okay.
Ouais. Yeah. Il dit que c'est, en fait la drum and bass pour lui elle a toujours été là, c'est marrant, j'en avais parlé avec Venby qui est une autre artiste qui représente vachement mm-hmm. la drum and bass en ce moment, qui disait la même chose, en fait la drum and bass c'est des vagues et en ce mm-hmm. moment c'est une vague qui est en haut et qui reste et qui s'exporte effectivement et c'est le mainstream qui a décidé mm-hmm. D'accepter la drum and bass.
Certes, alors moi je dirais qu'il y a des gens nouveaux qui sont arrivés, des Pink Panthers mm-hmm. qui font des choses quand même qu'on ne faisait pas. Is there a drum and bass track that you wish we listened to or some new one, or hip hop, some recent stuff too?
There's a big song called Badadan. Have you heard that one?
Nope.
No.
No. Oh, that's like the big one in the UK at the
really?
Moment. Yeah.
Who's the artist?
It's Chase and Status.
Oh yeah.
And Boo, featuring Flodan, Ira, and
he got it.
Trigger.
Okay, c'est yeah. ça. Les crédits étaient. That's it.
Yeah, this okay. is huge.
Okay.
Badadan. Anyway, we see them, we are bang pan another one. Boss up 4-5, Nanko 1 Remington. Any boy, this Balaton, them in a Kellington. Bad man, you know where vibes can done. Vibes can done, we kill a sound, wife a fun. Big bad man from outer England. Bassline drop, I tell you. Badadan. Bad from me bad. Where you get your badda from? Thing where me get. Coulda come from Afghanistan. They no want see this cross. Make me up in a me hand. Badda man, you know me vibes can done. Lyrics in my fire like a bullet from a gun. Big badda man from outer England. When me lyrics start fire, watch a song wire.
Walk with the rapper pam pam. From a guy this day program, shot a slam slam. Them said I'm a bad man, me have a hawk. Which one? When we a fire shot, pull pin and fling bam. Them dead, me have a trample them like kick. Dogs pull up by your foot and none of them no sing song. Balaclava pan face, matic in a hand. When I have time for ways with the rapper pam pam, shot a slam me badder than.
Nobody better than we.
Badadan.
C'est bien, on va le faire en direct. Alors, c'était quoi cette petite chose?
Chasing Status, ouais. Flodan, et je ne sais pas, Melvin, okay. les autres artistes.
Badadan, le nom du morceau, et donc il y avait aussi Ira, ouais. and
Je ne sais pas. Beaucoup de monde. Il y a beaucoup de monde sur ce morceau.
Et une autre image du fait qu'on est un peu en retard ici, apparemment, c'est le tube en Angleterre. Et personne ici ne l'a entendu.
Flodan, il a même un Grammy Award maintenant. Hein, ouais. Ça serait de gagner.
Et Jason Status, qui sont des producteurs légendaires, on peut le dire, de drum and bass. Ça fait très longtemps qu'ils sont là. Et ils viennent de gagner, donc, eux, le Brit Awards des meilleurs producteurs pour leur travail. Et en fait, ce qui est marrant avec eux, c'est qu'ils sont, ils sont connectés beaucoup avec la nouvelle génération, là, toutes ces filles, majoritairement, qui font de la drum and bass. Donc il y a Venby, Charlotte Plank et tout, et ils n'arrêtent pas de fitter, et du coup ils sont très très présents actuellement là au UK.
Ok, cool. So what was a nice banger? You got another one for us?
Yeah, there's one that I found on TikTok recently.
Okay, okay, okay.
It's called, I've got a guy called Bossman. I think it's Bossman D-Lo.
Okay. Well, we try. Let's just a question. How do you listen to music? Do you wake up listening to music? Do you play?
These days I listen to a lot of like just playlists on SoundCloud.
Okay.
Not SoundCloud, sorry, Spotify.
Okay, okay.
And other platforms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Il a fait des guillemets.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's how I listen to it. I listen to a lot of old, but I don't really listen to a lot of new music. Like,
okay.
Yeah, but sometimes if I'm on TikTok, I'll find a tune or whatever.
So you're on TikTok. You like TikTok?
Yeah, I do, man. I like it a bit too much.
You waste your time.
Yeah, I wasted time on it.
As an innovator, because we don't have a chance a lot to talk to someone who created the song, right. The sound. Do you feel pressure to like know what's going on in music all the time?
Nah, I don't know. I feel it's even better now if I just like go back to listening to what I like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so. Especially where there's not loads of new sounds. There's a few though. It's like the track that I just found a few days ago or whatever. Mm-hmm. It feels like a bit of a newish sound. Elements of older sounds, but new. Yeah. But so yeah.
Did you listen it full or just the 15 seconds on TikTok?
When I heard the TikTok of it, yeah. I was like, whoa, let me go and check this out. And then I listened to the full thing on YouTube.
Eh ben allez, nous aussi on y va.
Les A. Yeah. Ground. I was bad in fucking school, now I'm tryna dodge a scene. Just walked out the lavish store, pair of shoes, $12.50. You wanna boss up your life? All you gotta do is get in with me. I don't even pay to get in the club, they know I'm a walking ticket. I'm presidential leaving the club, we ain't stopping at no lights. You wanna be a boss? You gotta pay the price. Left wrist on frost, look like a bag of ice. I'm driving the Bentley Bentayga like I don't love my life. I'm in that thing shifting, and I'm lane switching. Bitches big zama, stand on straight business. Ducking on niggas' ass like Blake Griffin. He keep talking, bro, gon' leave his face missing. Baby, these all white, these ain't no hirachi. Bad bitch, 50 flow, in hibachi. I got 10 missed calls, all my bitches mad at me. Valet Park Designer District, I'm going straight to gallery. Jugs fiending, yup. Phone ringing, yup. Niggas hating, yup. Jury blinging, yup. Jugs fiending, yup. Phone ringing, yup. Niggas hating, yup. Jury blinging, yup. I was bad in fucking school, now I'm tryna dodge a scene. Just walked out the lavish store, pair of shoes, $12.50. You wanna boss up your life? All you gotta do is get in with me. I don't even pay to get in the club, they know I'm a walking tick. I'm presidential leaving the club, we ain't stopping at no lights. You wanna be a boss? You gotta pay the price. Left wrist on frost, look like a bag of ice. I'm driving the Bentley Bentayga like I don't love my life.
J'ai plus du tout le crédit du morceau, là, on le découvre.
C'est fait Get In With Me, voilà. De Bossman D-Lo.
Et donc, ce qu'a découvert Dizzy Rascal sur TikTok, où on perd malheureusement trop de temps, c'est ce qu'il disait. I'm going to ask just a question about politics, but in a musical way. I mean, it seems that England politics always went to fight with younger generation, when it was the punk thing, when it was the rave thing, when it was the grime thing. Each time, they try to block things and they make them bigger every time.
Right, yeah, wow, yeah.
Yeah, the punk, the rave, the grime, everything was bigger because...
They did drum and bass too.
The drum and bass too.
Yeah, jungle back in the day.
Yeah, okay. And how is it today? Do you think it's cooler for the music or there's a new low? And
right now, since drill was cut through, there's not a new sound for them to be upset about.
To focus on, yeah.
Yeah, basically. So, yeah, we've got a few years to go, yeah.
Ouais, tu lui demandais si les autorités britanniques ont quand même, dans l'histoire, toujours bloqué les courants jeunes musicaux. Ouais. C'était pour le punk, pour les raves, pour le grime aussi. Tu dis que ça n'a pas marché parce que justement, ça en a fait des plus gros mouvements encore. Et donc,
sûr.
Tu lui demandais comment est-ce que ça se passe aujourd'hui. Et il répond qu'en fait, vu qu'il y a la drill maintenant, ils sont très focus sur la drill, donc il les laisse tranquilles, quoi. Ils sont.
On attendra un prochain genre pour qu'ils s'excitent. Also, another important fact is that your new LP is totally independent. You're not Excel or Universal, it's all by yourself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm. Is it exciting? Is it interesting?
No, it is, because you're just learning so much along the way and realizing, right, all I need is a nice budget. So, any record label. Hit me up, man. Anyone who wants to get me, or distributors.
Mm.
It's nice having a great team around me who are very reactive and fast, and we get stuff done, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I just want to big up the team in the area, you know. They're out here, and it's been good, especially traveling and doing all the same stuff I did, but without like a record deal.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice, yeah.
Est-ce que c'est la première fois, c'est le premier album qui sort en total, il est indépendant, okay. Et il dit que ça lui fait plaisir parce que les choses vont plus vite. Il fait un big up à sa team là, qui est avec nous dans les studios, et il dit que c'est très très agréable.
Merci beaucoup Didier Rascal.
Thank you.
You know the merci
you.
Beaucoup.
Merci beaucoup. Ça va.
C'était un plaisir. I'm sure you understand if I say c'était un plaisir.
Nah.
It was a pleasure.
Oh, come on. I'm actually going to learn some more phrases, man. And because you know the problem, the way they teach you language or teach you French here, nobody talks like that.
Yeah.
Just like you don't eat frogs legs and snails. Yeah. I'm being told off on my Instagram. Like, yeah.
And you know, we don't say my tailor is rich, you know, in English.
We don't say my tailor is rich.
No, but that's an expression to learn English. It was my tailor is rich.
Is it?
New to me.
C'est comme les escargots.
yeah, exactly.
On se quitte avec What You Know About That.
Yes, sir.
It's the last track. Merci, Dizzy Rascal. See you.
Thank you.
Merci, Morane.
And wall. As a jungle MC, I just wanted to be on call. What is it? I'm too young, that's cool.
Right.
I'm trying to make a man look like fool. What you know about this? What you know about traveling out of the bits? No insurance, man, I'm taking a risk. No license, man, I'm taking a piss. Man, out of the ends in the middle of nowhere. I'm not gonna lie, couple man got shook and didn't wanna go, but I had to go cause I'm making dough there.
What you know about that? Channel you, what you know about that? Sidewinder, what you know about that? Music house, what you know about that? Lord of the decks, what you know about that?
What you know about that?
Academics, what you know about that? You ain't from no ends, you don't know about that.
Hey yo, phone line crew, what you know
know about getting dough from Spruce?
What you know about?
Nothingsported.com with mooks and the camera crew.
What you know about?
Go to radio in school uniform and your friend gets bored.
What you know about?
Hey, yo, 966.
What you know about?
The ringtone was kicked.
What you know about?
I was set for two bills, littered with six man. Look in the crowd, can't see one cam. They're smoking indoors. All the ravers ever ready. Bass heavy, heavy. Man, I drinking MD 2020. Versace Medusa, trust me, I remember. Feds pulling man over, give man a producer. Man, produce while I make a beat.
What you know about that? On site, what you know about that? EQ Caesars, what you know about that? Through the Rose, what you know about that? Stratford Rex, what you know about that? Palace P, what you know about that? Temple, LeVance, what you know about that? You ain't from no ends, you don't know about that.
C'était Didi Rascal qui était avec nous. Bon, comme vous l'avez compris, on l'a enregistré mardi, mais c'était bien cool, hein, cette
ouais,
rencontre, franchement.
Génial.
Très, très, très.
Il est adorable.
C'est notre pote maintenant, c'est bon, il fait partie de la famille, tout va bien. Allez, bah tiens, on va se quitter juste après la pause. C'est le genre de morceau qui le rendait malade quand il était jeune et qui découvrait la musique, comme il l'a raconté, via plus les rêves, la drum and bass, le DJing, et en l'occurrence, un de ses chouchous. Bon, c'était un morceau assez populaire à l'époque. Les Prodigy, avec, bah, avant qu'ils soient des méga stars, mais enfin en Angleterre, ça, ça tourne bien. Charlie, c'est Charlie qu'on écoute. C'est après la pause.
Le Nova Club. Le Nova Club. Le salon musical de Radio Nova.
De Radio Nova. Bon, bon, bon.
Charlie, les Prodigy du début, bien, rêve. Avant le côté rock, il y a le côté rêve qui était très prononcé déjà chez les Prodigy. C'était le choix de Didi Rascal qui était notre invité cette semaine chargée. On a eu aussi les R, ça serait écouté en podcast évidemment. On se retrouve demain, 19h-21h. On vous fera danser pendant 2 heures, c'est notre mission. Merci Siam 81, Melvin Schlemmer,
David Blow.
Merci à tous. À demain.
Le Nova Club. Nova. Ce soir, c'était bon, mais demain, ça sera peut-être meilleur. Nova. Le Nova Club en podcast sur nova.fr.